Your Wedding Your Way, number 20.
I favor you. Well, hello everybody, and how are you doing? I know it's been a long time. I'm so sorry. Life has been so incredibly crazy, you cannot believe it. I had a couple of weddings that I've been helping with, a reception that I'm helping do the decorations for. On top of all that, my wonderful husband Steve has been tiling the patio out front for us and building a fire pit. And it's looking so, so beautiful, and he's done such a fabulous job. I am so blessed to have him for a husband. He is just so talented. He can not only do the tiling, but he's creative with the computer and the graphics arts and PowerPoint. And it's endless. It just goes on and on. I don't think there's anything he can't do. But because he's been doing that beautiful project for us, I've been having to devote more of my time in the outside world doing our day job, and so I haven't had time or strength or energy to be able to get in here and do my podcast like I'm supposed to. So I would just like to thank you so much for sticking with me and staying subscribed. You're so awesome that you're still there. I hope that if you have any questions, you will please go to my website and contact me. It's leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com. leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com. I would love to try and help you if you have any questions or any ideas that you have for me. I would love to take and just go with and maybe do a show off of what you're having difficulties with. So please don't be afraid to contact me, and thank you for staying subscribed. And to those of you who are new, I'm so glad you found us. I hope you stay with us, and please let me know if you're new. I'd love to hear from you. Also, be sure and go at the end of the show to lifespringpodcast.com, and you can check out the website there and find out the different websites that I've pulled information from and books that I've used for sources, so that it can possibly give you a further place to go to get more ideas. You can also, while you're there at the lifespringpodcast.com website, check out all the other shows we have. We have LifeSpring Family Podcast, we have Weekly Dose, which is one of my son's music show. We also have LifeSpring on the Edge, LifeSpring Bible. There's just a wealth of LifeSpring podcasts to look at and choose from. So go on over and check out our website and see if there's some more information you might be interested in there. Well, now on to our show. As we venture back into podcasting with Your Wedding Your Way, I'm going to try and change things just a tad, in that instead of being really broad with my subjects and trying to cover a lot of information on several different things at one time, I'm going to try and make it a little more concise and narrow it down to just one specific item every time. That way it might be more helpful to you when you want to pull up a podcast on a specific subject. And also keep it a little shorter, because we were getting a little bit lengthy there at the end. So, our subject for today is the wedding favor. I favor you. There you go. There are so many options to choose from with the wedding favors, and I'm going to say right up front that with all your wedding favors that you do, or most of them, I would suggest you have either a ribbon or a paper with a sentiment on it that you love, or a sentiment that states your name, your groom's name, the date that you were married, and a thank you, or we appreciate your sharing this day with us. There are several different thoughts of phrasing that you can come up with. Many you can just go to a website and pull up slogans for weddings or sayings for weddings, and you can probably pull something off of there. But I'm just going to begin all of the sections right now by saying don't forget to put some type of ribbon or saying with it, giving the date, the bride and groom who are involved in the wedding, and something sweet to let people know that you appreciate them coming. So with that said, I no longer need to say that for any of the favors that are coming upon us. Let's talk about the garden wedding. There are several different favors that you can use if you're going with the garden theme. One that I really love is the idea of taking a 2-inch or a 4-inch pot, depending on how large your place settings are, and put an individual herb in there. You might want to go with rosemary, thyme, oregano, basil. There are several others to choose from, and just put one per place setting, and then take it, and with that pot, you can either put a faux finish on it, you could use it just plain and simple terracotta, or you could glaze it with a paint to keep it from leaking through, and then find yourself a very pretty little ribbon, something that goes with your colors, or a floral print to go with the garden theme, and take that and to attach it, I would take your hot glue gun and put a little bit of hot glue on the center of the ribbon and glue it to the very bottom edge of your pot and then pull it up around to the front and tie a nice small knot there and then pin it in with a garden pin and then just put a pretty little bow on it. I would suggest for you that you go with a wired ribbon because they can have a better shape ability. You can crinkle the edges or you can crinkle up the actual bow itself, and you're not just stuck with whichever direction that ribbon grain is going. So think about that. Something that's a very simple idea is to just take plastic Ziploc baggies. You can order or buy the small kind down at a plastic store. I'm sure every city has the individual little plastic stores that you can go to that carry the different bottles and bags. If not, you can find them online if you give yourself plenty of time and order in advance. And just take that little baggie and fill it with either birdseed, the birdseed they could use for throwing when you and your husband are leaving at the end of the wedding, or you could fill it with flower seeds and they could take the seeds home and plant them and they could watch your love grow at the house as their flowers grow and develop along with your relationship. I know it's corny, but it's fun and silly. So, with the baggies, you're going to want to go to your computer and make yourself a topper. If you've got a 4-inch baggie, then make a 5-inch topper or whatever size you're going with. 2-inch, go with 3-inch so you have a little room on either side. And design something pretty on the front and maybe on the back. Thank you for coming, or telling them what is in the baggie there so that they're not thinking, what am I doing with this? And give them some ideas for instructions, and then you can just staple that to the bag itself, maybe put a hole punch in the top and put a little ribbon on it. Or if you don't want to use the computer to design your topper, you could just take some stamps and stamp it with different colored flowers or just a big thank you in the center of it. There's several different ways you could go with that idea. You could also take individual glass vases. You can order these online. And also little craft stores usually carry them also. You might find a better price online and put individual bunches of flowers, or you could just do one single rose or a single daisy if you're going with a very simple little garden wedding. Daisies last and so do roses. They get a lot of longevity out of those. When you're looking to order your vases, there are some that you can order that have a little notch on the front that's been blown in with the glass that you can use to make it for a place card holder. So that's something you might want to look into. But if you don't find that, or if they're exceedingly more expensive than just a plain little vase, you could just rest your little card on the front of it. You could also do the little silk pouches that are so popular to wrap individual presents in, and you could either fill those with rose petals for throwing after the wedding, or you could fill them with little chocolates. Whenever I talk about a pail to fill with chocolates or other treats, some of the things you might want to consider are Jordan almonds. You can get them in various colors. You can also get them colored in gold or silver. So that would add the sparkle and the bling if you're looking for something really elegant and understated. You can also get little champagne kind of jellies that are a lot of fun. They're kind of sparkly, just add a lot of fun character. And then there's also the chocolates that you can do. You can hand make chocolates or you can order them specifically from companies done in special ways for you. So those are all things when I talk about boxes or pouches, those are things you might want to fill them with. Another thing for garden rose is to possibly individually make one single chocolate rose. You can also take and make a chocolate rose and then wrap it with some colored foil to bring in the color that you have in your wedding, and then tie it with a pretty ribbon and just have one of those laying on each place. When we're looking at the idea of homemade versus ordered online, you have to decide what the difference in cost is going to be, whether you can afford that. But when you're also considering cost, you also need to decide, how much is my time worth? If you're getting down to the last minute, or you know you don't want to have to worry about it in the long run, sometimes your time is very costly. It might be worth it to just spring for the extra couple dollars. Now, if you have family friends like sisters and bridesmaids and your mom and his mom, they're going to come together and you're going to have a big candy making party and get all the wedding favors done together, then that might cut down on your cost and it wouldn't be so much of your time put into it. You could have a little assembly line going. This person melts the chocolate, this person stirs the chocolate, this one pours it into the mold, and so on and so forth. So that's a fun thing to think about. It's a way of getting together with everybody, all your girls in your wedding party and your sisters, and just having a fun night. So that might be a fun little thing. Also, if you are making candies, you might want to spend one night a month or two ahead of time making the candies and then store them in a very cool, dry place, all wrapped and sealed very nicely in Tupperware, and then a week or two before the actual wedding, come together and get all the favors tied up and prettied up and ready to go so that you're not doing it the night before your wedding. Now let's go a different direction. How about if your wedding is a beach wedding or you're going with a seascape theme? There's several different directions you can go. You can get chocolates that are special ordered, or you make them in the shape of different seashells and put them into a box or a silver pail. Or you can take a simple shell, like a medium-sized shell that has an opening to it, and tuck your ribbon in there and possibly put a little chocolate kiss. You can order the chocolate kisses that have your ribbon with your name and date already attached to them in your different colors also online. So you could have your seashell with the chocolate kiss attached to it or set inside of it. You could also take a seashell with a large or medium size opening and put some of the little woodsy type thing that you would see in a bird's nest inside of that, and then put some candies on there or just the ribbon with your saying. There's also the idea of votive candles. They're always beautiful and they're a fun little treat for people to take home. And if you're going with a beach theme, you could take like a sea glass votive candle holder, or just a plain simple color that you're going with for the wedding, or just clear, and then take raffia, either colored or in the brown, and tie a large seashell with a saying to that. Or you could decorate along the bottom and the top edge with some little small tiny seashells and glue it on there like that. There's also a company online that I saw, and you'll be able to check out my websites. I think it might have been at theweddingthings.com, that they had mini sea urchin glass vases. So if you're going with seashell, you'd have to decide. Online, they looked a little bit on the funky side, but they might look better in person. So you'd have to kind of decide whether you think it would be something you'd want to use. But that would be a way of incorporating the sea theme with a little flower. Now, if you're going to be right on the beach while you're doing your wedding, a fun idea might be to have in the center of your table or individual little silver pails, and then put sparklers, two or three sparklers per person coming out of the pail. And then when it's time for you and your husband to leave, if you're leaving on the beach or if you're having a time on the beach before you leave, everybody could light the sparklers and have some fun, sweet thoughts going your direction. Now, if you're going with more of an elegant affair, something that's a little more highbrow, some ideas that you might want to think of that is simple is just having an orchid done into one of the glass vials with some 7-Up to keep it fresh, and attach it to either a ribbon or tuck it inside the napkin. Or you could even have a program designed that has a picture of you and your groom with your date and possibly some background information about the two of you and how you met, a little short synopsis of your love story. You might want to even put in that program some information about your parents or the wedding party and how they matter to you. Different little loving things that would make people know why you chose the people in your wedding party. You might want to also consider the votive candle at this type of wedding party, but you could take it and have it etched with the date on it or something sweet like a heart. Just something really simple that could be etched onto the glass itself. You can check online. I'm sure you can find websites that would do that for you. You might also want to take the votive candle and just adorn it with jewels at the top. If you're going with a pink wedding, then do rhinestones and pink. There's several different things that you could do to dress up the votive candle and still make it be beautiful and elegant and have it designed just for your character or your wedding. Another cute idea I've seen is to go with the crystal Cinderella slipper. I know lots of people are into the princess wedding. I like to pretend I'm a princess. My sons and husband treat me as I am, so it's a running joke, and that's my nickname, is Princess. But you might want to take your little Cinderella crystal slipper that you can order online and tuck some candies into it. You can also pre-order the chocolate kisses that have the ribbon coming out of it with your date. So that's all something that you could include on that. Something also that is very nice is to go with the oval or the heart shape or the rectangular type picture frames. You can get them either jeweled or just simple gold and silver. If you're really thinking ahead of time, get the picture, the engagement picture that you and your fiance have made, and put it inside of the frame. And that's always fun for people to be able to take home something that they can remember the people from the wedding. Or you could just put a little thing inside of there saying thank you for coming, and then they can fill their own picture in later. One last thing in the elegant wedding would be to possibly go with just a simple long stem rose on the plates, and you could have it wrapped with a pretty French ribbon, something that could trellis down the plate to add color to your table. It would be relatively inexpensive to do this, but it's very classy and delicate and sweet and lovely, so it encompasses a lot of different directions that you could be taking your reception to. Now, some other ideas that are just kind of sweet and simple and sometimes on the smaller side. One would be to attach a balloon in whatever the colors are that you're going with your wedding to everybody's chair, one that's blown up with helium, and put a really long stem on it so it's not in the view of people who are trying to talk over heads or whatever. But you could put different sayings or scripture verses inside of those. Or you could have a little paper that people could attach a prayer for you on this balloon by writing their prayer on this little piece of paper, and then they could tie it onto the balloon string, and then just before you and your fiancé leave, or partway during the reception, all of your people could take their balloon out and let it drift out into the world above, and then the prayers could go to heaven for you and your fiancé. So that's inexpensive and relatively simple to do. You could also take little paper cones that you make up that just have candies and stuff put into them. Another idea is to take wire baskets or your little boxes or your paper cones and make some soaps up to go inside of those. You could make little flower soaps. There are different kits out there where you can actually take a picture and put it into the soaps. So you could take a picture of you and your fiance and put it into the soap and then make these soaps and have them tucked into the box. Or if it's a rather large soap that you've done for a hand soap, you could just put a little ribbon on that and you wouldn't even have to put it into a box or any wrapping. You can also order little chocolate bars from different companies that have your pertinent information placed on the wrapper and They get it all prepared for you and sent to you, and you just have to store it in a cool, dry place, and it's ready to go to just pop on the different tables. Another idea is to go with the bubbles. I'm sure you've seen, if you've been on any wedding website, where you can order the little individual bubble bottles that have your ribbons attached to them, and then during the reception, people can be blowing bubbles, or you can take them out and blow bubbles at the end. Now, if we're talking pricey and over the top, a couple of ideas that I've seen are to take crystal goblets that you pre-order and have your wedding date or a thank you or we love you etched into the front of it. And the goblets can be put at every place setting so that during the reception, they can use those goblets and then take them home with them. Another thing that I saw that was kind of cute, it's one of those kind of borderline corny but cute things, to get a set of heart measuring spoons for each place and then just bind it together with a ribbon that says love beyond measure and then your name and date, of course. One last item that I wanted to share is either a small alarm clock done in a heart shape or a little shelf clock, and then put a little ribbon with that that says timeless love forever, you and your husband, of course, forever, and then your wedding date. So those are just some ideas. I hope they've been fun. I hope that I've maybe spurred a new idea, something that I've said that you could take off and make your own, and just have fun with it. Give it your personality. If you're quirky, then make it quirky. Some of the websites that I used for ideas were WeddingThings.com or MarthaStewartWeddings.com, TheKnot.com, and there's also a book that I used, Planning a Wedding to Remember by Beverly Clark. She has several good wedding planning books that might be helpful to you. And then a lot of the other ideas were just ideas that I've come up with or I've seen at different weddings or things that I've helped to prepare. So go on the different websites, and I'm sure they have hundreds of other ideas that might be helpful to you. Now remember to go to lifespringpodcast.com and you can see our show notes with the websites that I just listed, and you'll be able to check out any other information or pull up back podcasts that maybe you might be interested in listening to. Well, until we meet again, may this day and all to come be blessed by God's love. Goodbye.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.